So check this out. Could you imagine holding a 271-year-old violin?
I'd be really scared that it would just crumble.
Oh, yeah. Well, Charles Castleman is one of the world's most well-known experts on this violin, and he performs and teaches this instrument at the University of Miami. Now, one of his most prized possessions is a violin that was created back in 1748.
Wow.
So he decided to donate it to the university for others to enjoy. Now, the violin is rare and could never be replaced. He actually says he has it insured for $1 million.
So is it just going to be displayed, or is he going to allow people to actually play this thing?
My guess is it's probably on display. Because I feel
so.
Like something... I mean,
like,
violins, I feel
amateur.
Like... Yeah, I feel like they hold up, but I wouldn't want somebody just being like, hey, I've never played the violin before. Just give me this 250-year-old thing.
Yeah.
But while the leaders of this school recognize that this instrument is worth a great deal of money, they also say that its value cannot be measured in dollars. Instead, it's the sort of gift that allows the imagination of both students and teachers to travel to very special places.
Oh my gosh. I'd be scared to even hold that thing. I know when I've gone to some really cool music shops where they have guitars that are super old or super expensive. I'm like, don't even put that in my hands.
I feel like if you played this violin now, it would take you back in time to 1748.
I've heard about those things happening.
I wouldn't play it if I were you.
Yeah.
But that's a really great story, and really great that he's been keeping that violin safe for this many years.
Yeah. Has he had it the whole time?
Probably. This guy's probably a vampire.
You're
let's
right.
be honest.
I was going to say, he's been the time traveler. He's like, let's give this to someone else now.
Yeah. Then they go back in time and have to deal with all the stuff that I had to deal with. But that's the happy headline of the day. There's not vampires, we promise. Or time travel. That's not in the story. But it is a great story. We'd love to hear about other great stories happening, whether they be in Southwest Michigan or halfway across the world. Just send it to us at 983thecoast.com.